What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is a little bit of an echo out there. It's Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Much nicer day here in Hawaii than it was yesterday. We were under thunderstorms. Today it's light and cloudy, a little bit of sprinkles. More thunder showers due later in the week here. So let's get right on into it. Hillary Clinton is finally having to acknowledge the growing groundswell of rage, disgust, and shock over the Uranium One deal. And she's already out there saying, it's baloney. It's politically motivated baloney. There's nothing there. There's really nothing there. It's just baloney, 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 baloney. The story has been debunked thoroughly. Just like all those women who accused Bill Clinton, their stories have been debunked repeatedly. Well, they've been declared debunked, but that's a far cry from actually debunking them. But apparently, the panic is really setting on in, because they're very, very concerned about this. Now, interestingly enough, we just put up a flashback video from the Western Journalism Center, all the way back in 2015, talking about this. And then as now, the corporate media ignored the story. But it was out there in 2015. We've known about this a long time here in the independent media. And WikiLeaks released a Podesta email dated April 29th, 2015, with the subject line, "It's out there." Basically saying that they knew Uranium One was a major scandal in 2015, and they had to move to control it, block it. So more and more of this is coming out, and it looks like more and more people were involved, a lot more money than just the Russians. But basically, for those of you who are coming late to the discussion, here's what it was. Rosatom, which is the state-owned Russian uranium mining processing company, wanted 20% of the uranium on U.S. soil. Now, that 20% was already owned by a Canadian mining company, kind of a shell company. Just came out of nowhere, all of a sudden got a lease on that 20% of uranium ore. And the executives of this shell company wanted to sell this to Russia. But because uranium is a U.S. national security product, various U.S. federal agencies and numerous individuals have to okay the deal. One of those agencies is the U.S. State Department, then headed by Hillary Clinton. And her department says yes to the uranium deal. Now, we already know that something like $140 million from Russian sources poured into the Clinton Foundation. But here's the icing on the cake. Those Canadian mining executives who wanted the sale to Russia to go through also donated millions more to the Clinton Foundation. Now, remember, Russia, now that they have that uranium, they can process it into fuel rods for nuclear reactors. They can, if they wish, process it into warheads. They can turn around and sell that uranium to other countries who may not like the United States, like, oh, North Korea or Iran or pretty much everybody these days. That's why it's a national security scandal. And everybody's paying attention to this. The Hillary shills are out there trying to call into radio shows saying, it's a distraction. There's nothing there. It's baloney. It's political. We have to go back to Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. And even Dianne Feinstein has been forced to admit on TV after all the money and time spent trying to find some link between Donald Trump and Russia, they haven't. All they keep finding are these links between the Clintons and Russia. So now we have two more Republican-led congressional committees that are probing the Obama administration's decision to approve the sale of American uranium production capability to a Russian state-run energy conglomerate. Representative Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said he'll be linking up with the House Oversight Panel led by Representative Trey Gowdy. Go, Trey, go, Trey, go, Trey. The Senate Judiciary Committee has already said it will investigate the uranium deal. And this, of course, is infuriating the Democrats and the liberals who are saying, oh, it's a big nothing burger. You know, Hillary didn't do anything illegal. She's sweetness and light and morality itself. And again, as far as that attempt to link Donald Trump with Russia, all those investigations are coming to an end. They have not found anything. They haven't found anything. So now Hillary Clinton is out there with her fake scandal having morphed into a real scandal. Remember, she was behind this thing, find a link between Trump and Russia, and Robert Mueller was looking at that, and all of a sudden he stumbled across the Podesta group that was lobbying on behalf of Russia for that uranium deal without registering as a lobby for a foreign government. So that is getting really ugly over there as well. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. Now, according to Charles Ortel, he's the guy who's really been digging into the shady dealings of the Clinton Foundation. And he's saying that if nothing else, these pay-to-play schemes, which have been documented repeatedly in leaked emails, Pried Loose with Freedom of Information Act lawsuits, this justifies an all-out inquiry into the Clinton Foundation. And there's another reason. To qualify as a 501c3 charitable foundation, more than 50% of your revenues have to go to charity. The Clinton Foundation has spent single digits of its wealth on charitable endeavors, usually in front of news cameras to say, we're charity, see, we're doing nice things. And meanwhile, we're finding out the Clintons were using it as a personal piggy bank. So there should be an investigation. The problem is, there was an anonymous FBI person who was posting to the web some months back saying everybody in D.C. is dirty with this. Everybody was using the Clinton Foundation as a tax avoidance scheme, as a slush fund, dark money. And there are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who do not want this to come on out. So we're going to see some major league stonewalling, like we're already seeing over at the Department of State, where they're stonewalling the release of Hillary's emails. Oh, we've only got another 40,000 to go. Take us 20 years to get through them all. Meanwhile, over at Fusion GPS, this is the opposition research company that manufactured that now discredited dossier that claimed Donald Trump and two prostitutes were doing icky things in the Moscow hotel. And it's been completely debunked. There was nothing to back it up. And this company is known to basically make this kind of stuff. They're basically political dirty tricks company, professional. Well, now they're ducking the subpoena from Congress. Congress wants to look into who paid for all of this, where did it come from? And Fusion GPS is refusing the subpoena, saying that subpoena for its bank records will ruin its business and endanger its clients. So they're fighting tooth and nail. They don't want that to come on out. Because when this one comes on out, it's going to unzip all the way here because they're looking at everything. Trey Gowdy is also launching a new investigation into the actions of the Department of Justice during last year's election and how they handled the email probe. And part of it, of course, is now the confirmation that former head of the FBI, James Comey, literally was drafting out his exoneration letter for Hillary before the investigation was even over. And then he had that strange press conference where he went right on down the list of felony Title 18 violations committed by Hillary Clinton, then exceeded his authority as director of the FBI by recommending there would be no charges. And, of course, then Loretta Lynch said, well, we're going to go along with that as well. Their rationale being that Hillary Clinton didn't mean to do wrong, but if you actually know Title 18, intent is not required. Recklessness and carelessness can lead to a Title 18 felony violation. So this is getting stinky, and there's a long way to go, and it could unwind all the way back to espionage, could even unwind all the way back to the Clinton years in Arkansas and how dirty that mess was. And everybody who's been caught up in that corruption over the last 30 years, they're going to be trying desperately to find some way to get out of the way or shut it down or block it. So this is going to be historic. This will be more historic than Watergate. Now, Hillary, of course, is on a publicity tour, ostensibly for her book, and basically is still out there blaming everybody and everything for her election loss. And the rationale behind it seems to be, well, of course, everybody knew Hillary was going to win. The corporate media was saying she had a 93% chance of winning. So if she didn't win, something had to come from outside. It wasn't that the people didn't like Hillary or that the corporate media polls were wrong. It had to be Russia. And again, one of the most thorough, costly investigations in U.S. history has found no evidence of Russian interference in last year's election. They found lots of election fraud, all of it benefiting Hillary Clinton, but they don't want to talk about that. Over at the New York Times, they're still carrying her water. There was a photo of a female reporter consoling Hillary Clinton, and the lost leader was above all absolutely a feminist. And the thousands of women lives this feminist destroyed while Secretary of State, Libya, Syria, Honduras, were apparently of no concern to this reporter from the New York Times. And they're still out there trying to push that Trump-Russia link, because apparently when President Donald Trump arrived for lunch with Republican senators to talk tax reform, a protester managed to breach security, or somebody arranged for him to get around there, and just threw Russian flags on the floor as Trump passed, still trying to sell that image, Trump, Russia, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump. Now, the protester has been identified as Ryan Clayton, the president of Americans Take Action. He is a friend of Senator Bob Corker. And at one point, according to Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, Ryan Clayton harassed, verbally abused one of his undercover reporters. So this guy's a political operative. This guy's a political operative. Now, as for Robert Mueller himself, and he really should think about stepping down, he is totally compromised. It turns out that Robert Mueller invested in hedge funds linked both to Russia and George Soros. And apparently, during Mueller's tenure at the FBI, high-profile cases of financial wrongdoing within hedge funds that he invested in were ignored by federal law enforcement. They really are all crooked and corrupt there in Washington, D.C. You can count the honest people in Washington, D.C. on the fingers of one hand. Anybody who is honest and moral gets driven out, like what happened to Cynthia McKinney or Ron Paul, and what they're trying to do to Donald Trump. It's one big corrupted cesspit. Forget about draining the swamp. Drone the swamp. It's going to be a lot faster. Now, interestingly enough, Arizona's Senator Jeff Flake, who's a Republican, has basically announced that he will not seek re-election to the Senate next year. And the excuse he gave in his press conference was he just couldn't stand Donald Trump any longer. But, of course, this is throwing the entire GOP into a tailspin, because they're looking at next year, whether they're going to be able to keep their Senate seat majority. So there may be some dirty dealing on that one. They may be literally trying to convince, coerce, maybe bribe certain GOP senators to step down. Give them enough money to have a comfortable retirement, and they step down, and the Democrats seize control of the Senate. And then we'll have a paralyzed government. I mean, look at the infighting that's going on now already. Now, turning over to the war zones, apparently over at the United Nations Security Council, the U.S. was trying to put through a resolution calling for further U.N. inspections of the Syrian chemical weapons, which Syria surrendered a long time ago. And Russia just went ahead and vetoed it, saying this is a dead horse issue. And the U.S. keeps trying to flog this dead horse back to life. And they don't need to spend the time and the money and go through all of that. Basically, new inspections would be a stalling action to allow the U.S. to stay in Syria longer, figure out a way to turn the tables on Assad. Meanwhile, all of this interference in the rest of the world is starting to fall apart here. Iraq and Russia are going to deepen their ties, and the Syrian opposition and Damascus, they're talking about direct talks to just put Syria back together. Now, the Russian energy giant Gazprom was eyeing joint energy projects with Erbil. They're making all kinds of deals over there for the oil and the petroleum to be traded in rubles. And that, of course, is causing panic on Wall Street. There's a very serious article that came on out from Al Monitor, pardon me, basically asking, are Russia and Iran outflanking the U.S. in Iraq? And we saw how Russia outflanked the U.S. in Syria. Putin is a master chess player. And, you know, Russia and Iran are cozying up to each other. The United States is claiming Iran is subverting Iraq. And by golly, that's the United States' job to go on out and subvert other countries. They're cutting in on our action. Another article here in Fars News, and this really says everything in a nutshell. It's time for the American occupying troops to leave Iraq and Syria. Iraq doesn't want them there. Syria doesn't want them there. The United States has never had the permission of Syria's government to be in Syria, let alone drop bombs on their civilians. Meanwhile, Rex Tillerson is out there screaming about the Iranian militias. They've got to go home. They have no purpose there. They're not supposed to be there. The Iraqi government, in this case, has asked Iran for help, settling this whole Kurdish thing down. So here you have the United States, which doesn't have any moral authority, no UN resolution or declaration of war by the U.S. Congress, going into these countries and telling other countries, you have to get on out. This place is ours. Now that Raqqa has been taken back from ISIS by the U.S.-backed forces, the U.S.-backed moderates, everybody's wondering, what will the U.S. do next? Because the U.S. isn't just going to walk on out of there. They still dream of a Syria that is balkanized with the oil fields under control of a government friendly to Western interests. And one of the things the U.S. has been doing is building new highways all across Syria, supposedly to assist civilian humanitarian recovery, but these highways seem to form the borders of a new Balkanized nation. So everybody's wondering, what will the U.S. do now? Because nobody can take the U.S. word about anything that's being done. Meanwhile, U.S. warplanes attacked the Qusar district of Syria's city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 14 civilians and wounding 32 others. Basically, the U.S. has not commented on the incident yet, but said there was no real reason for the U.S. to attack the city, as neither the U.S. or its Kurdish allies are operating in the area. It's not exactly a denial, but something's going on. So, we are continuing to see Syrian troops emptying these ISIS bunkers and finding them loaded with the latest, newest weapons made in NATO countries. British 155mm howitzer. Then they have latest weapons made in the U.S., Belgium, and the U.K. They're finding them all over the place. We know who the real aggressor in all of this is. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, according to the Russian defense minister, right now ISIS controls less than 5% of Syria's territory. The war against ISIS is pretty much over. And what's left is going to be Syria versus the U.S.-backed moderates. And again, the U.S. has no business being there. They do not have a resolution from the United Nations. They do not have a declaration of war from Congress. They're basically losing. They're losing in Afghanistan. They're losing in Syria. It's all coming apart. And they're going to continue to pour money and other people's children into these war zones to maintain the illusion they have not lost. Look how long Vietnam dragged on before they finally admitted defeat. Look how long Afghanistan has dragged on. Longest war in U.S. history, 16 years. Meanwhile, Turkey's largest military column heads to Syria's Idlib. And apparently they're out on what they're calling an anti-terror mission. They've entered the small border town of Kafr Lusin, then moved to the small town of Ka in northern Idlib. And Basically, the Turkish convoy has been forwarded to Idlib to take control over a key base that overlooks the town of Afrin in the Kala Saman in western Aleppo. So things are still out there. Too many players in the war. That's what makes it so unstable. Now, as you know, over the last few weeks, there have been a series of attacks by Israel onto Syrian territory, always justified by because some errant artillery shell came across the border and hit a dirt patch somewhere in Israel. No damage, no injuries, no losses. And even Israel is saying it's an errant shell, but we have to go back and punish. Well, the Syrian foreign ministry finally went to the United Nations saying that it's time for the UN to take a close look at this because Israel is orchestrating these bogus attacks, coordinating with terrorist organizations to justify its own aggressions. Israel wants that Golan. They've already started selling off the oil and the gas. They don't want to give it back to Syria. It's always about that oil here. And apparently over in Iraq, Netanyahu is very upset with the Iraq forces capturing Kirkuk. Because Israel, as you know, was supporting the independent Kurdistan. And that appears to be just dead on arrival at this point. But what Israel wanted was for the new Kurdistan to include Kirkuk, which would give Israel access to that oil at below market prices. And now Netanyahu's throwing a tantrum because that's not going to work. I'm sure that Iraq will sell that oil to Israel, but they'll want a fair market value, and that's not something Israel's comfortable with. Meanwhile, over in Iran, the American Conservative has an article which is stating the obvious. It's a study in foregone conclusions. Trump is trashing the Iran deal to satisfy Netanyahu. And basically, he's echoing the hardline demands Netanyahu has made of Washington's policy toward Tehran. Decertify the deal, have Congress pull on out, renegotiate the Iran deal, or just pull out of the deal completely if there's no renegotiation, which would signal a military operation. Now, Trump is really obsessed on both Iran and Yemen. And the reason he's obsessed on Iran and Yemen, and especially Iran's long-range missiles, is out of concern that Iran may exert control over those two choke points in the Persian Gulf, that, like the Strait of Hormuz. And obviously, whoever controls those choke points gets to charge transit fees, make money off of other people's shipping. And that's why the U.S. Had Saudi Arabia go into Yemen, was primarily so that the U.S. can set up military bases on Yemen to overlook those transit points. We're going to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Very interesting article, very cogent article over at theoriginalantiwar.com. And it's asking, are our Mideast wars forever? And it's looking back at all of these conflicts in the region, how they sometimes seem to turn around and go the other way. And you had the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters were run out of Kirkuk and all the territory that they'd captured fighting ISIS alongside the Americans. The Iraqi army that ran them out was trained and armed by the United States. So we've got so many forces, we're involved in so many entanglements. We're very often fighting ourselves. This is not a smoothly run operation. It's quite chaotic. Chaos leads to mistakes, and some mistakes can lead to escalation. And I don't think we want to go there. Some people do. Some people just live to see a real-life mushroom cloud here. They may get their chance. More on that later. Now, peace activist Arthur West, he's chairman of the Scottish Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, is saying that what the world should be doing to end the North Korea crisis diplomatically is put pressure on the United States. Because more pressure on North Korea isn't going to accomplish anything in the face of continued U.S. belligerence toward Pyongyang. And so West is saying it's time for the rest of the world to turn to the United States and say, you know, back down. All they've been doing is testing weapons. And everybody tests weapons. America tests weapons. They test them over here on the next island over. Russia's been testing their ICBMs. Nobody's making a stink about that. So maybe it's time for the U.S. to have a slightly higher threshold for military action, like a country actually attacking us. Because if you think back over the last 16 years, at every one of these U.S. military interventions, they're all against countries who, A, do not have a nuclear deterrent, and B, have not actually attacked the United States of America. It's always the U.S. initiating these wars of aggression on the flimsiest of reasons. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas. ISIS. And they are cranking up the propaganda to go back into North Korea to get you to go. Apparently, nobody's buying this idea that Kim Jong-un is going to be able to bomb the United States from North Korea with his current state-of-the-art rockets. I mean, technically, the Taipodong 2 can reach the mainland U.S. It has a lousy history of blowing up during test flights. So we have this story. This is over in the New York Post, where North Korea may be building biological weapons. They may be producing biological weapons to unleash against enemy troops and civilians, including fake janitors lugging backpack sprayers containing deadly pathogens. Now, this is all coming out of a report, highly speculative, openly speculative, from the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard, at the Harvard Kennedy School. They may be getting ready to do that. So they're trying to ramp up the fear to sell the American people on yet another war against a nation that has not actually done anything wrong other than to defy the will of Washington, D.C. North Korea, and for that matter, every nation, has a right to develop a nuclear deterrent to deter the invasion of their sovereign territory. That's what Iran wanted. That's what North Korea wants. It makes perfect sense when you look at who has been doing all of the invading and conquering over the last 16 years. Now, it's true that Kim Jong-un's rhetoric is hurting more than helping the situation, but when it comes right on down to it, North Korea hasn't shot a missile at anybody. They're just testing. Everybody tests their weapons to make sure they're going to work when needed. They tried to frame North Korea for that Cheosan torpedoing some years back, and that one fell apart. And for all this talk about North Korea's nukes and Iran's nukes and Iraq's nukes and everybody's nukes, please keep in mind that through all of human history, only one nation has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, and that is the United States at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And they did it primarily to prove to the rest of the world that we had these horrible weapons. Japan was already trying to surrender at that point in the war. When Russia came on in, Japan realized that was it. So they were suing for peace at that point. And Truman went ahead and dropped those bombs to prove to the rest of the world we still had that biggest stick. Now, Donald Trump is going to Asia next month. He has no plans to visit the DMZ, which makes a lot of sense. Why set yourself up to be a target? And it's not a very pleasant place to be anyway. Meanwhile, a lot of confusion going around in political media circles and even among the American people. What the heck are we doing down in Niger? and it seems like America has an unannounced war against sub-Saharan Africa. Niger is landlocked in central northwest Africa. It's nearly twice the size of France territorially. It's the world's fifth largest source of uranium. It's fourth largest producer. Reason enough for the United States to be there, because after all, we've just had a sudden 20% decrease in our domestic production capability. They got to make up that shortfall somewhere. Niger also has coal, iron ore, tin, phosphates, gold, molybdenum, gypsum, salt, and oil, with at least 40 billion barrels of proven reserves, along with plenty of natural gas. That's what these wars are all about. That's what AFRICOM is all about. Africa is the largest concentration of undeveloped natural resources left on Earth, and everybody wants a piece of that, and to heck with the Africans want. Now, the Pentagon, of course, now that the story is out about the ambush that killed the soldiers in Niger, they're out there saying, well, you know, as long as you all know, we do need a little bit more money for AFRICOM, because they're now admitting they're carrying out routine patrols inside Niger, and now they basically want to say, we need more money. We need more money. Meanwhile, and this is going to have some blowback, Congress was caught completely off guard by this. The fact that we have 1,000 troops inside Niger on regular military patrol. And Senate Armed Services Committee members confirmed they're stunned by the revelation. They're supposed to be in the loop on all of this stuff. There isn't supposed to be a U.S. war anywhere that hasn't been approved directly by Congress. So that begs the question, where else is the U.S. involved militarily that we still don't know about? Because corporate media is not going to tell you. Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned something about people who are just living for the day that they can see a mushroom cloud. Well, you may get that chance. Russia is completing development and about to carry out test launches of its 100-ton Satan II ballistic missile, also known as the RS-28 Sarmat. Now, this is a next-generation intercontinental ballistic missile, can beat any defenses and wipe out entire countries. This has that maneuverable reentry vehicle technology we've talked about many times. And here's the kicker. It can carry warheads of 40 megatons. That's 2,000 times as powerful as the atom bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. 40 megatons is a lot. Russia built the world's largest nuclear weapon, the Tsar bomb, which was specifically designed to get at hardened command posts in the United States like Cheyenne Mountain. But when they tested it, they dialed it back to 50 megatons. They were that scared of it, and it left a huge scar on the ground, which you can still see in Google Earth. This thing could wipe, just one of these warheads could wipe out a smaller nation. Forget about cities. We're talking about an entire nation gone. So let's talk a little bit about the economy, because we're still seeing the politicians in Wall Street out there talking about, the recovery is going on. The stock market is soaring, and, everybody who's already got money is making more of it. But the reality is that the growing debt across our society tells us the Great Recession started back in 2008. It's still running. They're just trying to hide it from you by rigging the stock market to make it look good, by lying about the rate of inflation, by lying about the true scale of unemployment. And all this comes back to that debt ceiling agreement. Well, at this point, they're just throwing the debt ceiling away. They're just going to print all the money that they need until finally the money is totally devalued and nobody will accept it anymore. And that's when things are going to fall apart. Meanwhile, over in Tehran, they're rolling out the red carpet for foreign investors, and they have over 100 major projects planned in Tehran for foreign investors. Now, of course, the U.S. is going to say sanctions, which means that anybody who is in America or allied with America are going to be cut off from those investment opportunities. But there are going to be plenty of other money coming in from other parts of the world, like Russia and China. They'll be making money. These sanctions are causing more harm to the West than to the targeted nations. Remember that misguided oil price war they tried against Russia? And it caused a lot more damage to U.S., the fracking industry, Venezuela, than it did to Russia itself. Slammed Saudi Arabia. They wound up having to sell the first government bonds that they had in like the last half century. Now, speaking of Russia, as you know, they've been buying a lot of physical gold, a huge amount. At this point, it appears that they have basically tripled their gold reserves. Well, why would they do that? Well, obviously, people who think money should have value instead of being an instrument of debt, they want to have some gold. There's been talk of a gold-backed ruble for a long time now. But basically, Russia may be building up their gold reserves in advance of economic war with the United States, where it will be a real currency backed by value versus the U.S. fairy tale money coming out of the Federal Reserve. And that's a good reason to be owning metals, whether you're a nation or an individual. Now, Venezuela is behind on their debt. They're now facing two huge payments. Venezuela's been the victim of economic war from the U.S. going back to Hugo Chavez, and they're trying to deal with it. But, of course, the whole point of economic war is that you drive a country out of business and you go on in and buy it up during the bankruptcy sale. Meanwhile, four newly elected opposition governors have now pledged allegiance to Venezuela's Constituent Assembly, which previously they had dismissed as illegitimate. And so now it looks like there may be a new coalition forming there that might stabilize things, stay things down. Meanwhile, over in Catalonia, Spain is saying that they're going to take the so-called nuclear option. It's based on Article 155 of Spain's constitution that allows the parliament to take extraordinary measures to restore order in the country. Now, this move still needs to be ratified by the Spanish parliament, but Rajoy is saying it's his only option. From the point of view of the Catalonians, it's the return of Franco. And what a mess that was. And Catalonia's pro-independence alliance vows to challenge Madrid's dictatorship. So, Thursday of this week, Catalan political parties are planning to hold a plenary session in the regional parliament to discuss a response to Madrid's threats to invoke Article 155. This does appear to be heading toward a civil war. There was a movie that came on out about Hemingway and Gellhorn, and it chronicled Ernest Hemingway's life and his affair with Gellhorn, and a lot of it is set against the backdrop of the war against Franco. So, might want to catch that one on your Netflix. Little article coming out of Blacklisted News saying, if you want to understand the next 10 years, you need to study what's going on in Spain right now. Spain represents a crucial microcosm for what is going to eventually sweep across the globe, which is the forces of globalism making war on the forces of nationalism, sovereignty, and decentralization. This is the beginning of the military phase of the establishment of the New World Order. Over in Germany, Merkel is in serious trouble. She's still chancellor for the moment, but her party took a major drubbing in the election. And apparently, one of the leading members of her own party, the Christian Democratic Union, has said that Merkel is dragging the party to the left, And really, new party leadership was needed. He even went on to say that he wished the Christian Democratic Union had a leader like the new Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz. And after the election debacle, in which the CDU had the worst results since 1949, the party leadership is obviously not ready to correct anything. And he's bang spot on with that. Prior to the election, Merkel started talking about maybe pulling back on her immigration policy. Nothing's happened since the election. Over in France, Macron is in trouble. Polls are revealing that the majority of the French people think he's a bad president. I think all the people of all these nations, they're turning on their globalist leaders because they're realizing that these leaders are not doing what's best for the nation. They're just trying to soften everything up for that big push for the one world government. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it's getting rough for all of these globalist leaders there, because apparently up at the European Union Parliament, Jean-Claude Juncker came on in to address the parliament to be greeted by row upon row of empty seats. And the vast majority of the parliament's 751 members were elsewhere. They didn't bother to show up. I think there was like 10. And so Juncker is angry, and he says he's never going to attend any of their meetings again. But the European Union is starting to fragment between the economic predations of the European Central Bank and the backlash from the open borders policy. It's really starting to come apart. So let's talk a little bit about political correctness. There is a professor at the University of Illinois, and Rochelle Gutierrez, and basically claims that math, algebra, and geometry promote white privilege. Yeah, this is the latest from the world of political correctness. Math, algebra, and geometry promote white privilege. And her argument is that the Greek terms and Greek lettering used as standard math symbology give Caucasians unearned credit for the subject. She seems to forget that the alphabet we're using is Arabic in origin, and they're getting the credit for it. Algebra is an Arabic word. The Arabs invented the zero as a placeholder. But the professor also believes that evaluations for math proficiency perpetuates discrimination against minority students if they do worse than their white counterparts. And she's out there saying that math teachers must be aware of identity politics surrounding the subject of mathematics. Well, way back when this country is being started, there was the declaration that said all men are created equal. Now, by using the word created, they avoid the discussion of are they going to have equal outcomes? And no, they don't. Everybody's a unique individual. Some are obsessed with success. Some just want to have a comfortable life. Everybody's different that way. When affirmative action came along, they were going to try and create equality of opportunity and guarantee that, but they were still getting inequality of outcomes. And so for political expediency, they changed it all around to have an equality of outcome mandated. And that's when affirmative action really fell off the rails. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.